A lot of things are going on in the world of agriculture, and on today's Thursday edition of Farm Time, I'll bring you up to date on a few of them anyway. President-elect Donald Trump has issued a warning for the BRICS nations over his Truth Social platform. Trump said there would be severe economic consequences if these countries create a new BRICS currency to replace the U.S. dollar. The BRICS alliance, that's B-R-I-C-S alliance, includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and it has discussed moving away from the U.S. dollar in recent years. The North American International Livestock Exposition was held in Louisville, Kentucky a few days ago, and Illinois is now home to the 2024 National Champion 4-H Livestock Skillathon team for the third consecutive year. This year's team members are Blaine Homan, Katie Hummel, that's a familiar name in our listening area, Hunter Scheich, and Izzy Pistorius. Eric Fugit, Dale Hummel, and Chase Hummel served as coaches. Our congratulations to the 4-H'ers involved, and of course also to the coaches. Last month's election appears to have prompted optimism from farmers. According to the November Purdue University CME Group's Ag Economy Barometer, farmer sentiment reached the highest level since May 2021, with the barometer climbing 30 points to a reading of 145. The November sentiment boost reflects growing optimism about a more favorable regulatory and tax environment for agriculture following the election. While optimism is up, farmers are also expressing concerns about the potential risk to ag trade, with many fearing that a trade war would significantly impact U.S. exports. According to James Mittert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, 42% of November survey respondents indicated they believe it's likely or very likely that U.S. agriculture could face a trade war, potentially leading to a significant decline in ag exports. As we move into 2025, farmers' outlook for agriculture remains positive, but they are closely monitoring the evolving political landscape and its potential impact on both policy and international trade, according to Mr. Mittert. The survey was conducted November 11th through the 15th. And finally, President-elect Trump has named Jamison Greer as his trade representative. Greer served as chief of staff to Robert Lighthizer, who led the U.S. Trade Representative's office during Trump's first term. I'm Mike Perrine.